Mom's Palace.
Podcast, not only do we give you guys a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
the greatest TV series, movies, documentaries, all of that stuff in the world.
So have a chat with your favorite girls,
Tina
and Tan. Hey everyone,
what's cracking? How y'all's doing? Oh,
oh, it's been a while, guys. We are embarrassed. It's been a long time. It's just been a lot of changes, a lot of shifts. Bro. But guess what? We are here today. We just want to just shout out to everybody just for showing so much love. Continuously listen to our podcast. We got so many new viewers.
The support is real.
Yes, the support is real. And y'all continuously keep listening to it. So thank you so much. But we are back on and pop in.
As usual, per usual, like we supposed to.
And there's so many great movies and shows. Oh my goodness. Tina, are you ready? Like, there is so many good stuff out, being out, and that's coming out.
I know. Netflix, man, the last, like, week, Netflix been dropping just...
It's been too crazy.
It's been too much. Netflix, relax. Sir, we gotta catch up.
Like, don't stop.
I know, right? Because, you know, Netflix, I mean, all the streaming services, they be up in, like, it'd be 1 month, Hulu got all these amazing shows. Yeah. Next month, Netflix, then Disney, then ESPN. Like, it's just all over the place. So, I guess.
It's real crazy. But right now. But, here's the thing. It's our favorite time of the year. It's the ending part of the year. They're throwing out everything.
Yes. They're trying to get it out.
Last month, it's all why y'all already say we do twin talk because we're Libras, twinsies. Mm-hmm. So it was our birthdays last month. Shout out to that.
Yeah. Libra season. And
so they just throwing out all the best movies right now, best shows. I mean, Marvel's on the crazy. It's on fire.
Marvel guys. Is going. Disney Plus, let me tell you.
It's on fire. Listen, Eternals just came out. If you don't know what it is, go out and see it. I just seen it. It was amazing.
Was it good?
Oh, it was good. It was good. I don't want to get too deep into it because I want to definitely have an episode about that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just crazy. Marvel's doing so good. Spider-Man's coming up. We just saw previews. Previews is crazy right now. All the new movies, girl. Matrix Resurrection.
Listen, that is going to be a cultural phenomenon because it already is a staple in the film industry. Mm. But it's that's going to be good. I hope it's better than the Halloween remake because a lot of like horror enthusiasts were saying how it was literally just a re-release of the movie that they already recorded.
But like I said, movie theaters on fire.
Streaming's on fire.
It's on fire. Like Netflix, right now, Netflix is winning. It's number one right now.
We done had a couple albums drop. It's everybody's just putting everything out.
Like, hey, listen, even though this is like we talk about strictly like movies and shows, so let me tell you something. We are lovers of music. And let me just say something. Adele, y'all.
I am a
fan of Adele. I've been waiting for Adele. And yesterday she had an interview with Oprah and she did her one night only. I'm mad because I missed it, y'all. I missed it. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. It's not going to happen again.
Ever.
That's it. That's on period. But there's so many albums that's out. Like I said, right now, everybody's on fire.
Everybody.
I love it. It's just like holidays is coming up. Perfect time. You know, we got Thanksgiving. I can't believe it. So Thanksgiving is next week.
Right.
Like Thanksgiving is next week. That's crazy. crazy to me.
Oh my God, I hope y'all went grocery shopping already, because I didn't.
It's the fact that Christmas trees are like almost sold out. I'm like, can Thanksgiving come first?
Can we get some time, please?
So, like I said, it's popping. It's just the best time to actually like spend time with your families, your special person, everything. Mm-hmm. Just because there's so many movies, there's so many shows out. They definitely set it up for us for the holidays, but we want to dive in. So, we are so behind. We're discussing, but the Emmys came out September, and we just wanted to talk about it just a little bit, only because a couple of shows that we did talk about did win. Mm-hmm. So we do want to shout out. So we want to shout out to the Queen's Gambit, y'all, because it was the winner for a limited series. So
we told you.
Okay. We know what we're doing. Here's the thing. We know what we're doing. And then I was just like, we was supposed to talk about this one show, but Mayor of Easttown, that is mm-hmm. on our list. And we told you guys, if you was following us a couple of episodes ago, we wanted to talk about some HBO shows. Mayor of Easttown did win. Lead actress Kate, amazing. It was an amazing show again. And then directing for a limited series, guess who won again? Queen's Gambit.
Period.
So again, period. They won. Now, a few of our shows did not win, which I was kind of like shocked. Bridgerton was nominated a few times. They did not win.
We already know what's up with that. That's crazy.
I wasn't happy about that at all. It was actually not a good moment. I was upset. Girl. Because I was just like, how are you not gonna win? But one of the shows that took everything was The Crown. We did talk about we wanted to do The Crown, but The Crown took up literally all, and also Ted Lasso or Lasso, whatever that is. All right, whatever. They took all of the awards.
And don't get us wrong, I'm sure The Crown is a fabulous show. Uh-huh. I don't watch it, but I'm sure it's a good show. Did it deserve every award category? Damn near.
No. I don't think it did. And that's one thing I hate about certain like award shows and stuff like that, because it's like there's multiple different shows. There needs to be mm-hmm. a variety. There needs to be a mix. And I just hate when they just focus on it. Yes, I'm pretty sure The Crown, everybody was watching it. Everybody was watching Bridgerton, I could tell you that much.
100%. Everybody was watching Bridgerton.
Like, that was number one. And the fact that they didn't win not one? We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, Golden Globes nomination should be coming up soon. We are around the time that it should be coming up. So, it should be coming up, like, next month.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see what happens. But, again, there's so many movies out. Oh my goodness, are you excited for House of Gucci with Lady Gaga? I am ready.
When I saw that preview pop up, I don't know what I was doing. I know I was at work and I stopped everything. And I was like, what is this? What is this? And my coworkers were like, you got a customer. And I was like, I don't care. This is more important.
And that's it.
Because, like, baby, first about Gucci. Because, you know, us Libras, we expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Expensive for sure.
We expensive. And then Lady Gaga. First of all, shout out to Lady Gaga.
Shout out to her.
She's one of those singers who actually has stage presence mm-hmm. and understands performance to the point where if she really wanted to, she could cross over. I could see her
and
being
you know what? She's
an
been
actress.
Doing it. She's yeah. actually been doing it. When she did America Horror Stories, I think that was one of the open doors. And
she got the acting bug
yeah,
from that.
And I think that mm-hmm. kind of boosts her to be like, you know what? I think I could do this. Like, I think I'll be kind of good at this and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then, I mean, she's
good in that movie she did with, who was it, Matthew McConaughey?
No, don't do that. Bradley Cooper, baby.
Bradley Cooper. Ooh, why I said Matthew McConaughey? Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Take my microphone, y'all. Bradley Cooper.
The Star Was Born. She did her thing.
She did her thing. It was so cute. Okay, well, y'all don't know me, but T know me. I'm not a big, sappy,
nope,
like, let's watch a rom-com type of girl.
I'm not either. We're not about the romance. Haven't spoke about romance. We're going to get into it because we want to be able to explore and talk about every genre with everybody. Yeah,
give our audiences everything. But that movie, I actually watched. I was like, okay. I think I turned it on because I was just bored and I had nothing else to watch. It was during COVID. So I was like, let me just watch this.
I feel like, girl, COVID, I was watching stuff that I normally typically wouldn't watch.
Yeah. COVID had me actually paying attention to stuff. It was cute. But and of course, all really of the excited. Christmas movies are coming out now too. You know, Netflix releases a slew of Christmas movies every year. Lovebirds was cute though. I watched a little bit of it. It was cute.
I didn't watch it. That's the one with Nina, right? Mm-hmm. I did. So I want to watch that movie because we're big Vampire Diaries fans. Yes, we will do a throwback. We will, because it's only
Are we gonna have to?
Yeah. But Nina, she's in that movie, and I want to see it. I think it's in the top 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the top 10. Mm-hmm. It's in the top 10. But like I said, we got a lot to cover. We're so excited for today. We have a great lineup, a great versus, and I think that it's going to go really, really... But House of Gucci is coming out November 23rd. That's going to be next week. It's a couple days before Thanksgiving, so definitely check that out. But let's get into today. We are super excited for our lineup. It's a lot of fun. Yes, it's back, but let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. It might be far away, but we're bringing it up because we just want to make sure everybody's caught up on. And what we're going to start doing is, on the episodes, we want to give people a chance, give y'all a chance to like kind of catch up on certain shows.
Yes.
Because we want to be able to talk about it, because I know a lot of people, they watch it, then they watch a show, they listen to us, so we want to catch up on, we want y'all to catch up on everything. So what are we talking about today, Tina?
All right, y'all know we love us some Disney, some Marvel, some action. Mm-hmm. So of course today we gotta shout out our leading ladies right now in the Marvel industry, in the Marvel universe, Black Widow.
Woo!
And the reimagination,
this would be
the prequel actually to the original 101 Dalmatians, but Cruella. So I'm just, both of those movies are awesome. Both of those ladies surprisingly have a similar kind of background storyline
we didn't even know about, and we picked it. It was just like, wait,
and then
what?
We started talking about it, and we're like, oh wait, they actually relate.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go through that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really excited about that. But that's our movie for today.
Black Widow, we're so excited, Cruella. Guys, listen, if you have not watched Cruella,
you need to
watch Black Widow.
You need to
stop right now,
don't listen,
go
watch it. And then come back
and listen, because it's going to be super spoiler alerts. We're just definitely going to dive in, depict it, rip it apart like we normally do, and then do our votes at the end. But anyways, Miss Tina, take it away. What are you doing today?
So of course I'm going to start with my girl Black Widow. Don't get me wrong, loved both movies, but I'm going to shout out Black Widow, Miss Scarlett Johansson herself. We've been waiting a while for Black Widow's story to kind of be told. And I honestly, I don't think it was anything intentional. I think it was, all of this was happy accident. So the whole Marvel Universe development and the storyline and all of that, so how big it's become. Clearly the first Avengers movie was just to see how we would respond. And then what they had to do was go back and fill in all the holes. So we finally reached Black Widow. People have been asking for it for the longest. I want to say originally Hawkeye and Black Widow was supposed to have, that were rumored to have a movie together. But
see,
this movie,
that's what I thought. But then Black Widow just came out separately. So then I was like, oh.
Because didn't they do a lot of missions and stuff together before S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's what I thought, because that's how they became cool, right? Because
exactly.
They knew each other before they came on Avengers. It didn't Black Widow put him on.
Right. She was with S.H.I.E.L.D. before he
was
with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, before he came on. And I think she put him on because they were like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I originally thought, that they were going to kind of like do a movie together and introduce each other.
Right.
But
I mean, I wasn't mad with the direction they took it in. No. So basically, let me give y'all a quick overview. Natasha Romanoff, aka Black Widow, confronts the darker parts of her ledger when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises. Pursued by a force that will stop at nothing to bring her down, Natasha must deal with her history as a spy and the broken relationships left in her wake long before she became an Avenger. So they basically, they took it all of the way back. Very New York. Voila. They took it all of the way, all of it. Okay. We got a chance to really kind of understand what Natasha Romanoff went through as a child. And how her life, how she kind of developed as an assassin. So basically, the story drops us off. You know how movies are. They usually drop you off in the middle of the storyline, and then you go back, and then you finish it. Mm-hmm. So we come up in a family that is, it's a beautiful suburban community. Two sisters playing. It's real peaceful, real beautiful, real, what's the word for it? Ideal. Mm-hmm. And then the shitstorm starts and you're like, oh, what? This is not what that is. So long story short, throughout the story, you find out that Natasha Romanoff, she actually isn't a Romanoff because that name isn't a real family. Her family, her entire family turned out to be assassins. Yeah. And that's why I was like, oh, snap. So we have Scarlett Johansson, of course, as the lead Black Widow. We have Florence Pugh as Yelena, her sister, who plays her sister.
Which, Florence, she is, I know a lot of people were super excited mm-hmm. to see her because she's mostly known for her role in Little Women. And I think
she's
that's
so
why
cute.
I was like, she's so adorable. And I think a lot of people were super excited to see her in it because I know I was excited to see her. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Scarlett Johansson because I've been watching her since I was little.
Forever,
but to
yeah.
see Florence, I was like, okay, another name. Like, everybody was really, really excited to see her perform and to see, mm-hmm. you know, how she did. And she did amazing.
She did a really good job. And she was so believable. Rachel, I'm going to mess her last name up, but Weiss. Okay. Plays the mother, and then David Harbour plays her.
And we all know the
absolutely
dad.
Hilarious. We're gonna get into that character in a minute because he is something else.
If you don't know who he is, you know that he is from Stranger Things. He does play mm-hmm. one of the main star roles. So if you had any questions on who that was, yes, he is the person that is on Stranger Things, but more on Stranger Things later.
Right. We'll bring that. Oh, yeah. We should do it. I guess we could do an episode on Stranger Things yeah. one day. So basically, you find out, first of all, this family made me feel like my family was not as dysfunctional as I Ooh. Thought it was. Because my mama didn't turn out to be an assassin. who helped invent the Red Room and stuff. So you, like I said, we get dropped off in a suburban life, real cute, and then it's abruptly interrupted when they find out the people are coming back for her and her parents. Her dad, he was getting real restless being in a suburban life. He wanted to get back into the field, really, is what happened. And you know, they came back and got him. Sent the two girls to the Red Room, well, to the facilities, the training facilities, where the Red Room is a part of that graduation ceremony. And you just learn a lot about that organization. Some other big names in there is Olga Kurylenko, Yolanda Lenz, uh-huh. OT Fagbini. I'm saying it wrong. I don't know. Fagbini. I don't know. Don't at me. It's just like a slew. Ray Winston, a whole bunch of just like really awesome actors and actresses in this movie. You really get to learn who Natasha is and why Natasha is. And then somehow, towards the end of the movie, after all of this stuff, you know, they decide her and her sister link up at some point. There was obviously resistance because Florence felt, Yelena felt like she was abandoned by her sister, and really that wasn't the case. They got separated unwillingly, and Natasha was able to get out and Yelena wasn't. But obviously that created animosity, so them linking back up created a little bit of a conflict, but they were able to get through mm-hmm. it and realize that their real problem was with their quote-unquote parents. And they decide to come together to take down the Red Room and officially stop the assassin program. And through that, that's how they find out that their mom was part of setting that up, and also their father was a really big name. Like, he was the best friend of the mm-hmm. head assassin. And
but he was ended put up, in jail.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was the twist. He wanted to be back on the field, but as soon as he took the two girls from him, they mm-hmm. threw him right in jail, blamed him for a lot of stuff, and threw him in jail, made him take the fall for it. So, of course, he was cool to jump in on the fight to bring it down. There was a few twists and turns in it. I loved how you thought that the mom was in on it at first, but then it turned out she was really working undercover with Natasha. That was so cool. That see that technology where she like had her face, like Natasha was wearing her mom's face, and then got into the room with the CEO, and he was like, "I know it's you. I ain't stupid. I invented the technology." And I'm like, "Oh, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen, girl?" He had that map up. I was like, "Oh my god, what's happening?" But it was just really dope to see at the end of the day that they all like really did want to be family. In some sort.
I think that was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, when they sat like, at the dinner table, I was so
dinner table done. Scene was amazing. But we're gonna get into it. This movie was definitely,
they could have made it a show. I wouldn't have been mad if they made it a show. Yeah. I thought they was gonna make it a show, like WandaVision.
I didn't know. I never thought that they was gonna make it a show.
I was hoping they would.
So basically I was saying that Natasha, I didn't know what was her role, right? What was Black Widow's role? I was like, how is she gonna make the statement and the movie? And then they come out with this, right? And because the Avengers, I was like, yeah, she's dope, but what's her point? What's her part? And then they come out with the movie, and then it's just like, okay, I see where you guys are going with this. I'm feeling it. I'm kind of liking it. And I feel like I got to see why Natasha is always like doing those type of facial expressions and trying to like figure out certain things and never want to talk about her past, because her past is just so complex. She is not from a complete family, right? Mm-hmm. She's adopted. We don't even know. Who is
And she? Then not even like adopted out of love. They were paying them
to be a fake family.
Yeah, like, like,
you know,
could you imagine finding out your mom and dad was assassins?
And like legit assassins.
Like, for real assassins. And then
your mom was a part of the program that you was part of. So, Black Widow, that's a program for just like, it's a contract.
And that's it.
Pretty much, it's like it's a bunch of women that are just hired assassins.
Trained to be ultimate killers. I feel like if you take my uterus out, yeah, I'm gonna be angry and be able to kill anybody. Because you took my uterus. What kind of shit?
And it's the just only so thing crazy.
That, like, I feel like they could have expanded on or explained better. Not necessarily expanded on it, because you only have so much time in a movie.
Uh-huh.
But it was when young Natasha like was aware of what was going on.
And that, so I wish they would have, because she knew so much.
She
of
knew.
Of course, her little sister didn't know nothing. But it's like, Natasha knew. And then it's like, she could fight as a little kid.
So like she was already in the program and y'all retired her for a minute.
I think they did say that they grabbed her or they got her when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she could never fit in. Cause you remember she had blue hair, right?
Yeah. She had a different color hair. Yeah.
And she was already trying to fit in and stuff. And it was just like, It was like, okay, can you dive in? Are we gonna get dive right. in? And like,
can no. we get a little more?
Oh my god, we gotta rush in. Parents getting ready to take off. We're in the jet. Boom, 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 shoot down. Oh, we're separated. And then like, and then they separated, right? This is where it gets crazy. So they separate. And then Natasha goes left, her little sister go right. Mm-hmm. But then Natasha's in Avengers. Woo! Famous. Everybody knows she is. Whoop-de-woo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, your past is knocking on the door. Boom, your little sister. You have a tattoo.
Right.
And then there's issues. I wanted more of a deeper connection.
Explanation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want the explanation. Like, how did the sister stay in so long?
Why Natasha believed that everything was like she actually took him down the first time?
Yeah, and
I mean, he kind of explains it. But
sometimes we want just a little bit more clarification. I mean,
and
I
they could have been doing that on purpose, because I feel like the way they ended it, it was very open. It's Marvel; they always end it open. So
Marvel is always gonna leave you walking out of the theater and be like, "Huh?
No, what's gonna happen?
Why?" No.
Huh. I think the only movie that didn't have like a preview of what's to come was Endgame.
Girl, because it was in.
It was Dang. In, yeah.
Girl, mm-hmm. you had basically Iron Man died, Captain America retired,
and then Black Widow.
Black Widow. I mean, Natasha died. So everybody was like, "Ay, deuces. We're going to go our other way. We're going to save the world the best way we can." Da 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 da. Okay, so let's get into it. What was one of the things that stood out to you in the movie? One of the things that you really enjoyed?
I liked her parents. They were twisted. They were a little off, but I felt like, at least the way I don't know if this was the writers or if this was the actors or the director putting us in that, it's probably all of them together. I felt like even though they were clearly imperfect, there was a part of them that kind of liked the family life, that kind of was like, no, this is my family because it's the only family I have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they were having that conversation, that's why I like the dinner table scene so much. When they were having that conversation, they were like, we did pretty good for assassins. Like, we, you know what I'm saying? You guys
What did we do wrong?
Right, you know, and it was just like, I guess that saying, what is it? About naive people, like, being ignorance is bliss. There we go. Ignorance is bliss. So like they were ignorant to real emotions. They were ignorant to real like family structure because they never had it.
They're scientists. Like they in their minds, it's like, yo, we were like lit.
We were good to y'all.
In the dad's mind, he was like Captain America. You know,
right? The Russian Captain America and shit. He was hilarious. I think he was one of the little sister. I really liked her too, though.
Yeah,
I think the whole family was just casted right. They just casted everything.
I think the
whole
dynamic. I love when they were actually together because, like, I wish it was more time that we got to see them together.
Yeah,
it was just like a lot of families are like this. There's so many families that's not perfect, right? Mm-hmm. That everybody has their own, you know, personalities, been through so many things. And when you bring everybody together, when everybody's like grown up, it's just like,
and you talk,
what up? You know what I'm saying?
You communicate and then you like realize, oh, I was thinking this way because I thought you felt this way. And
I
it was like, no.
This way. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Like sometimes it just takes a conversation. Obviously, you got to have it at the right time and place. And that's the only part that sucks. Like, you might not get the answers right now. but you will get the answers. I just think that was like the overall message to me, at least what I took away from it. And that's what I really enjoyed about the movie in general. But the parents, like, that was like my highlight. I was like, they're very imperfect, but at least they're honest about their imperfection. And now they're at the stage where they understand that this was wrong. We know, but we've never had an example. We don't know what it's like to be in a real family. We don't know anything about this lifestyle. But we'll try to correct it. I do love y'all like family. I do care about y'all like family. It was a very sentimental movie to be an assassin movie. Yeah, but it was dope. But it was that. It was really cute. That was my favorite part. What was yours?
One of my favorite parts. I love the family dynamic. I love when all of them got together back when they were older. But I actually like the sisters. I love the fact that, you know, they're both assassins, but you just seen the pain and the suffering between the two sisters, right?
Especially the little sister.
And I loved it because, right, they were such good fighters, but then in pain and so emotional. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, basically both of them were screaming, see me.
Yes.
Hello. I'm not this person. We were trained to be this way. We didn't ask to be in this. And I love the sister rivalry. I don't know if it's because I have a little sister, but I just like the dynamic of the fact that, like, there was no holding back, right? The little sister could have killed Natasha.
Yeah.
Easy. Just because
she was good. She was good.
She was real good. See, Natasha didn't turn over to the Avengers. They trained her not to kill. You cannot kill. So she was about saving lives. But her little sister was not. And I love the fact that it's just that older sister trying to be that older sister.
And they still had that dynamic, yeah.
You know, and I just love the whole scene because it was so believable. It's believable. And I'm all for believable. Like, an older sister sitting here trying to not only protect the little sister, but kind of show the little sister, you don't have to kill him. And the little sister's like, oh, you soft.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is not how we was raised. You know what I'm saying?
Like, period.
We needed to, it's about cut, dry, finish the
job, boom, right,
and let's move on to the next. So that was actually one of my favorite parts of the sister scenes, because it was just like so believable and it was relatable, because it's just like you always have two sisters that are completely different. You know, not everybody's the same, so it's just to be able to see that and see that on the screen. I really like that. That dynamic was really good.
I did like the sister dynamic.
I loved that scene because it was super hilarious. You know, Florence was hilarious. I loved her. Actually, I love, you know, Scarlett, but Florence took over.
I feel like, there was, to a certain extent, Scarlett wasn't the center focus of the movie.
To her,
yeah,
it was more Florence and the dad. I was like, yo,
I was interested in them.
I was so interested because I think you know what it is. We've been seeing Natasha so much, and then she died, and I think that we mourn her. And then for Black Widow to come out, it's like, yeah, we're happy, but we know you're dead. But
we already know you're dead. After
you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. So, yeah.
What was one of the things you didn't like about the movie?
Let's see.
I know we touched upon them a little bit, but what was one of the things you didn't like?
Right. They didn't explain everything. Fully. Obviously that bothers me a little bit because I'm a Libra and I like answers. girl, it gets me every time. What I didn't like about the movie, towards the end, I don't know, it's still not getting the answers, because I feel like there are certain parts that are rushed,
and then
the parts that take its time, I'm cool with, because they were necessary, we needed that for the storyline. But I just feel like there was a few answers that were given that weren't real answers. It just made more questions. It was just like, okay, so why did she do that? Like, why did he say that? and then the whole taking down the Red Room the first time. When did that happen? When did that happen? Like, I feel like they should have, if anything, because I can see another movie coming out of this. I can see another movie coming out of this. Whether or not they do it, but I can see one. I feel like this movie should have been the first time she took down the Red Room and then made a sequel where it's like this. Because I feel like I would have had more answers. Because then that would have tied into how she got into S.H.I.E.L.D. That would have tied into how she met Hawkeye. That would have tied into, you know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of stuff.
That's exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I love Marvel. I love the way they think. I love how they put out stuff. But here's the thing. If y'all gonna kill her, y'all should have had us on her story before.
Exactly.
So we could have really, because see, when Iron Man died, everybody was sad.
We was messed up. I felt like my actual uncle passed or something.
So many people, even when Captain America, and I'm not a fan of his, even when he decided to take a step down and want to live out his life, everybody was sad. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you're going to take out a very important part, Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
We should have been had a movie about her, right?
Well, that's what I was saying. They was talking about this years ago, yeah, so I'm not sure what took so long. Been
at least done a movie, because at the end of the day, yes, she's dying. So now it's like we want all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
So what, y'all gonna keep doing these sequels until it finally adds up to when Natasha dies? Then we're gonna feel sad,
right?
It would have been good to at least have that moment to really feel that, because we didn't get to feel that at all.
We sure didn't. They didn't even give her a real funeral. It was just the boy sat on the lake. I was like, what kind of... But then they gave Iron Man a whole ceremony. I was like, this is some sexist...
But again, I'm not shocked about it, because it's like, it's Iron Man. You get what I'm saying?
Right, you got up for it.
So it's okay. But anyways, overall, who was your number one favorite character that you enjoy?
I gotta go with Papa Smurf.
Hey.
Because he was hilarious. So funny. That whole dad speech he tried to give Yelena. And she was just like, no, please don't. I don't got time. And then he couldn't find the right words, so he just sang her favorite song.
And that was it.
And that was it. She was like, oh, you were listening. You did pay attention. I was just like, oh, Papa. You a little off, but you fun.
Okay, you was doing it.
You was doing it. So what was your first of all, what was your dislike?
Oh yeah, my dislike. I think my dislike was also, you know, the same. It was like the rushness.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, you didn't give me a chance to feel. I couldn't feel for Natasha, because we're going back to Endgame, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I couldn't feel. It was more like, dang, Tasha's dead.
Right. All right, let's go save the world.
Yeah, and then it was just like, when she was younger, y'all should have showed us her in transit when she was younger, like parents taking her when she was a little baby, and then like moving and doing this. And I get it, y'all wanted to surprise her, but y'all didn't surprise us in the right way, that she was, you know what I'm saying, like it wasn't believable, right. I didn't feel for I'm a person, I like to feel for the characters. I couldn't feel nothing because it was just like, you know, allow me to feel. I felt exactly. Like Natasha's story, see, I got Florence's story.
Yeah.
It's sad because Natasha's already dead. I still don't know Natasha's story. Even you told me the story, I'm more on Florence because I feel more for Florence than Natasha.
Because she stayed longer. What has Florence been doing this whole time? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I just feel like we go through that whole, like, okay, that sucks. And then we're moving on. And that's it. So that was the part that, you know, whatever. But
it's giving Gemini energy because, you know, they be flip-flapping.
But, okay, so my favorite character, though, was Florence.
She was dope. I see it. I can see why.
She was just super dope, I think. I love the fact that she was an assassin. She didn't have the luxury to get off being Avengers or anything. Like, she kept throwing back at her sister. And then she didn't deny the fact that she was a killer. She was like, yeah, I'm doing this. I don't want to do it, but I have to do this because this is what we were programmed to. Mm-hmm. I love her transition. I love the fact that she was an assassin. And I'm talking about she was killing people, but she felt the most. She had the most emotions than anybody.
Yeah, she was very emotionally connected. And that's shocking.
I liked her because it was so believable. Because it was just like, this is not a game for her. This is serious. Because you're going through all the emotions that a lot of people's not going through. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I appreciate it so much.
You think they're going to give her a movie? Or have her play a more active role in the next Avengers, whatever chapter is
going to
be?
I feel like she is going to be in a movie with some of these people. Mm. I don't know where she's going to fix it, but I feel like she's going to meet in with the Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Ooh, I like that combination.
Yeah, I think that they're going to, because they're going to find out, oh, you're Natasha's little sister, and Natasha died, and I feel like that's going to be her
way. They're going to be connected, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like, because I feel like Natasha kept it so secretly, like, Florence don't even know who Hawkeye is. You get it? So, I think it's going to go through it's going to go through the Winter Soldier, Falcon, and then Hawkeye is going to, like, bump into her one day when they're all fighting and be like, who are you? And then he's going to see similar, like, movements and stuff like that. Yeah,
or she's going to say something and that Natasha always say.
My sister was like, ba-da-da-da.
I'm here for it. We should just write the next movie. Marvel, let us know. You can put us on the payroll.
Marvel, if you're listening.
We got you.
Miss Tin would definitely help write it.
We got you.
Period. But so overall, Black Widow, we could definitely say Black Widow was really good.
Definitely worth it.
It was super cute. It was finally amazing to see, you know, Black Widow's story, her side, her family, her views, and feel like why she was important and Avenger side.
It was such a good movie. Definitely go see it, guys. Or watch it on Disney Plus. Go see it. Where you gonna go see it?
guys, so again, Black Widow was amazing. It was phenomenal. Now we're making a transition to one of my favorite movies of the year. And it was definitely Cruella
De Vil.
Sorry, guys. I got the hiccups. Yeah. It's so nasty.
You want to go drink some water?
I did, and it didn't work. So, we're just going to push through it, because I'm sick. But Cruella De Vil, guys, oh my goodness, what an amazing, amazing movie that Disney definitely did.
First of all, the costumes.
Wait, can I just talk about it?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. So, basically, let me just give you a little background, because we're going to dive in, because this movie was about...
It was lit.
So, yes, guys, please, like, don't fault me. Like, I got hiccups, and it's disgusting. I'm disgusting with myself. So, anyways, Estella is a young and clever grifter who's determined to make a name for herself in the fashion world. She soon meets a pair of thieves who appreciate her appetite for mischief. and together they built a life for themselves on the streets of London. However, when Estella befriends fashion legend the Barcenas, she embraces her wicked side to become the ravenous and vengeful bitch Cruella De Vil. So, guys, basically, so a little background. This movie took place in the 70s, right? They wanted to do the 70s. They really wanted to focus on how Cruella became Cruella. And I love the fact how they basically, like, turned this whole movie into that. So, in a quick, like, summary about the movie is the fact that her mother was killed by this famous fashion person, right? But Estella was very young. She was born with half black hair, half white hair. Mm-hmm. And she comes to this party with her mom. That her mom sees, she sees her mom talking to the famous person. But Estella is young. She doesn't know that her mother was killed. Come to think of it years later, as she's growing up, she is a fashion designer. She wants to work in the fashion
industry
world. What happened was she was a thief. But her friends and like loved her vision and knew and supported her. So signs her up. She gets a job as working from low before, like low ground, low level. And she was trying to work her way up. Eventually, just as when she thought, I'm done, I'm over this, she does a statement piece in the wall and basically blew everybody away.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And it was so simple. It wasn't even her being 100%.
Right.
And the Barcenas comes in and she's like,
the Barcenas? What is this?
Finally.
The Baroness.
Oh, Baroness. My accent's off. The Baroness comes in and basically she sees the window. She's like, finally, somebody does it. Who
right,
did this?
Does it right.
Mm-hmm. And then there it is, Estella working in, you know, being like basically like a maid, working at the lowest point. Mm-hmm. She was finally head to head, side by side with her idol, basically in the fashion industry, and working alongside her. And then she finds out that that was a lady that kills her mom. Mm-hmm. And she had no idea. So she created her alter ego. Now, mind you, when she was little, she used to call herself Cruella, but then her mom told her, you have to blend in. And when her mother died, she was like, I have to blend to get it. So that's why she was calling herself Estella. But her alter ego was Cruella.
Throughout
the movie, we get to see this fashionista really grow as a fashion person, but also be on battle with this lady that she looked up to, who, but then found out that it killed her mom. Mm-hmm. And Cruella basically was shining and just doing the best fashion pieces moment that anyone has ever seen. And we find out later on throughout the movie that, what's her name?
Oh, the Baroness?
The Baroness was her real mom.
Then that child.
And we all was like,
talk about twists and turns.
Mind you, she tries to have her daughter killed because the Barcenas only cares about one person, and one person only. And that's
fails.
Mm-hmm. And that's her all day, every day. And pretty much, Cruella Shine make her pay for what she did to her adopted mom and took over everything. I thought that this movie was brilliant. I've always been a fan. I loved 101 Dalmatians. I always loved Cruella. And, you know, everybody hated her because she was like, oh, she she wore the dogs. But I love the fact that they made this movie into something else. And we got to really see what she went through.
Yeah.
Her mom was, her family was, and her friends, and how she became Cruella De Vil and everything mm-hmm. like that. So let's dive in.
I love
the
it.
Movie. The way it was shot was brilliant.
Superb.
I mean, being put in the 70s, I love the lighting. Mm-hmm. I love how it was shot. I love the dialogue between the characters. I mean, everything just stick. The
cast, Miss Emma Stone.
Emma!
So when I first heard that she was going to play Cruella, I was like, huh. It wasn't that I didn't think she could, because Emma Stone is a fabulous actress.
Amazing.
She's amazing. I've loved every movie she's ever been in. She's hilarious. She's charming.
Uh-huh.
She's like awkwardly pretty. Like she's pretty, but not in like a perfect symmetrical way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's just like, she's like a different pretty. It's still gorgeous. Just unique. And when I first heard that she was gonna play Cruella, I was like, huh. Uh-huh. Interesting. So I was nervous to see how Disney was going to play this.
I was, so, because if you follow Emma Stone, she's always played this innocent girl, the mm-hmm. awkward girl, the weird girl, or mm-hmm. just a girlfriend. She never played a villain, right?
Right.
Cruella De Vil, when you hear about her, she is the villain, right? Mm-hmm. Of Disney.
Her name is De Vil.
Disney.
Right, yeah.
So I did have my hesitations at it, so, but then I was like, you know what, I have faith because I love Emma Stone. I know mm-hmm. she can deliver. I was like, I don't know how she's gonna deliver, but I feel like she's gonna deliver. She delivered.
She packaged it, sealed it, mailed it, and delivered it. I was like, okay, well, tell us what you gonna do next then, because I'm in line already. She was incredible. Who was your, besides Emma, who was your favorite character?
Who's my favorite character? Why would you put me on a spot like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was a few. I think it was one of my favorites. I think I'm going to spell his... I mean, I'm going to say his name wrong. But, I mean, no, I'm not. Ziggy. Not Ziggy. His was Horse.
Paul Walter. Yeah, he was good.
The bigger one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was so funny.
He was hilarious. I think, like, he was one of the ones that was just, like, kind of going with the flow. He was that guy, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the flow. I believe in the cause. I'm down to do everything. Let's do it.
Girl, when she knocked his cereal out, he's
girl!
Like, yo!
I just loved it. I loved his character, girl, because even though, like, he was kind of, like, not naive, mm-hmm. but like, okay, so Jasper was the other thief, and it's like, you know, Jasper was more aware, right?
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, and at one point I thought that they were gonna reveal that Jasper was like madly in love with.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
I thought they did not make this romantic at all, and that's I appreciate.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that because this is one of the first Disney movies that didn't make it about romance.
Mm-hmm. Not everything is about a nigga.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So the fact that I'm thinking that Jasper was falling in love, it was like, no. It was more just like, I love who you... It's like, they supported her. But it was like, Horace was just more like, I'm going with the flow. Well, his real name is Paul. He was like, I'm going with the flow, but... I love, like, at a point he was like, well, I have to draw the line, right? Because I'm sitting here taking care of the dogs. I'm doing all, like, he was doing the dirty work, the mm-hmm. hard work. And he was always getting caught every single time. Anytime he was doing something, he was always getting caught. And that's how the bartender, she found out it was him because she noticed him.
Yep.
And I just loved his character because it was at one point he was like, yeah, I'm done. I don't care anymore because it took him so long. But then it was just like when he played a part, he played the part so well and he delivered. And it's like we needed him because he also had his little dog that played such a big role so too. Cute. And I love the jail scene when they were in jail because he was just like, wow, now I know what you're talking about to Jasper. And he was just like, you were right all along. But then he saw his dog and he was like, wait, hold on. I could just kiss you right now. And then just to play that big role at the end, he was my favorite. I just think that he was super innocent and authentic and just going with the cause and just like, I want to help in each way that I want to because it's like, we've been played all our lives, so I'm down with it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, if Jasper never told him, like, the problem was, he would have never, like,
he wouldn't have picked it up.
Yeah. Who was your favorite
person? So I want to say the shop owner, Artie, because yes! He's so fabulous, darling. He was so fabulous, him! And I just loved how authentic his character seemed because I feel like that person exists. Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. All of the characters in movies in general, characters exist, but like he just, I don't know, I really liked him. He was for the shits. He was that friend you could call and be like, hey, I need to pull up on my boyfriend because he answered the phone and I heard something in the background. What time do you want me to pick you up? That's the kind of friend he is. And his look was just like, it was just fabulous. But honestly, because y'all know we be talking before we start recording, like we constantly talk about some movies. The Baroness was like, I didn't like her because of the role she took and how she was a hater. Cause that's all she was. She was a hater. That's why she kicked the girls out who looked better than her at her
it's
party.
All about her.
It's all about her. You didn't have to be a hater. You're already incredible. Like, that's what, like, I felt like, so, obviously, both of us don't watch this movie multiple times at this point.
Yes,
So, I feel like I grew with Estella into Cruella.
Exactly.
With her. Because I had the same light. Like, I was like, when she got to that party, I was like, oh, wow, these dresses are extravagant and gorgeous. And then the thing happened with her mom and it was sad. And then, you know, you're with her as she's growing and she has no choice but to steal to eat because London in that time didn't protect their children. So they had to, they was orphans on the streets. And then you see, like, when she felt home with Jasper and Horace, I felt like I was at home. And then when she was talking about the Baroness and, like, how her fashion and looks and all this, like, I was just excited with her every step of the way. So to find out that she was the type of person that she was, I felt disappointed, too. I was just like, oh, my God, you are not fabulous enough to be wearing these clothes.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you? She was... So her look was my favorite, but I didn't like the character.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going with Artie, because it just everything about him just made me happy. I need that friend in my life. Mm-hmm. That crazy, artsy, down for whatever, preferably a gay man. So... Artie was just like so dope to me, but I don't know, I found Jasper kind of cute. Was that just me?
That was just me.
He was adorable in like a homeless kind of way. All you gotta do is clean him up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Detangle the afro, put a little oil sheen in it.
Don't give him
a little sunlight, and then he would have been straight girl.
I, like I said, and then you know who I also liked John, the person that was like hers,
the bodyguard dude,
one that protected Cruella
low key.
Remember when he saw her when she was little, he was like this, oh shoot. Oh my God, because she was
when the truth
person.
Came out about what
now,
he was
let me
supposed
tell you
to.
Something. I did not know that people can be born with half white, half black hair. So a couple of months later, like 2 months ago, a little girl was born with Cruella hair. Like,
wait, that's a real thing?
Yes, it's a real thing.
Oh shit.
She didn't dye her hair in a movie. She was born that way.
I thought that was made up though. I didn't like how you gonna be born with black and white hair.
Yeah, that's for real, because the little girl was just born that way. And I don't think this was 2 months ago. I think it was a month ago. She had black and then white. And everybody was calling her Cruella.
Cruella. Oh, that's so cool.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Black, half white hair.
Yeah. I didn't think that was a real thing. So I was just like, okay.
No, I did like John. He was like, when it came, like when the end started to like unravel everything. And see, that's how you answer questions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, give me the real answers. And
that's
he like,
why I appreciated that.
Girl, I'm like, who? Marvel, talk to Disney so y'all can, you know what I'm saying, be on the same page.
My thing is with certain stories, because it's like Marvel will explain certain movies, but then
not other ones.
Also, and I'll just be like, no, don't do that. Right. Don't do that. Not the ones we really need.
Right, exactly. But he was dope. And then he let her stay in his house. I was like, you nice.
You mad nice.
You real nice. How did you feel about what they did with Anita Darling and What's his name? The boy.
The what?
The lawyer who, you know, in 101 Dalmatians, Anita and the music dude, they meet and become a thing. And Anita's already working for Cruella. So, did you catch that?
No, I didn't catch it. I'm slow.
Where he, her lawyer used to work, her lawyer who she fired, who became, what did he become? Like a musician? And then apparently that's how he meets Anita.
Yo, I didn't even see that. And I might, mind you, I watched this movie so many times.
Oh my God, girl. They twisted it. So like, okay, in the original 101 Dalmatians, 101 Dalmatians, Anita, like we come in where Anita bumps into, what is his name? I can't remember the character's name for whatever reason, but the actor is Kevin Novak. But Anita meets the musician in the park. They Dalmatians end up liking each other. They become a family. She works for Cruella. Cruella wants to kill all the puppies. But in this movie, Anita is her childhood friend.
Yes, I know that.
And then comes and then starts working at the newsletter. But then the musician guy is actually Cruella's lawyer that she fired.
I didn't know.
He was the one singing at the end of the movie. Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Cruella de I was like, this is such a twist. So yeah, I definitely see another movie coming out after that.
I know. It's definitely another movie.
What was your okay, so this is clearly a fashion movie, so we gotta talk fashion, you know how I am. What was your look?
My look, I don't know why I thought this was so dope. It was so amazing, and it was such a look when she did the garbage look with all the newspapers and the dress and stuff like that.
How did I know you were going to say
that? That was one of my favorites, because I just didn't understand like why she was on the garbage truck. And then like when I started picking them out, I just thought that was so dope, because this is how my brain worked. It was like, you're sitting here trying to throw away newspapers about me, but guess what? I'm a statement piece. So you can make me into garbage, but garbage I can make beautiful.
Period.
And that's exactly what I did. Like, I made this a statement piece, and I just thought that was so dope, because it was just like, it was so dope. And the fact that you made it long, like a wedding dress, right? You're going to see me.
You're going to see me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to have this dragging on.
You're like, going to acknowledge me.
So I thought that was such a great state piece. Man, what about,
you already know. So was this, I guess it was the dress and it was the scene when she took over First of all, the dress she made for the Baroness before she fired her was dope. And then the fact that it turned into moths.
Yeah.
I was like, you evil bitch. You evil bitch. Like, how did you have the mindset to know how much time you needed? Imagine how much research. But you
saw her doing it. Like, she had to physically put it in the dress.
That's like, what
was no, I was like, just oh, like, let me oh just like God. Glue it on. No, she had right. to physically put it in there.
And she was so
before they were it. Had to be born. That was the nasty part about it.
That is, I was just like, oh my God. So I like that dress, but I think my statement piece was when she took over the fashion show and they did the concert in the park. I was like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's the look. That's the and the girl, I liked them all. When she stood on that car and locked her in there, uh-huh. that had me rolling. I was like, you did not lock the Baroness in her car.
What was your favorite one of your favorite scenes?
I mean, there's so many. The concert was like lit, but I think for me it was when Cruella decided to accept Cruella.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Expand.
When she decided to be like, you know what? I love Estella. My mom loves Estella, my adopted mother, but Estella did not get me to where I need to go. And I feel like it, obviously you don't got to take it that far, but I feel like that speaks to every journey every man and woman has to go through who's a little bit timid or a little bit shy. Like at some point you got to flip that switch and just become what you think is the bad guy in order for you to progress to the next level. Because she was never going to be what she is if she hadn't embraced Cruella. If she stayed Estella, she would have kept getting shitted on. She would have still been a little cleaning lady for the brand she wanted to work with. She would have still been homeless. She would have still been having to do this, that, and the third. She needed to bunker down. She needed to find her goal, focus, and take it. Because a lot of times in this world, you're not going to get what you want because you're good at it or because you're nice. Or because, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes you being an asshole sometimes. And I appreciated it because once she realized that she was hurting the people who was always there for her, she did take a step back and was like, look, I get it. I hear what you're saying. I understand. I took it too far. I was in my feelings. It shouldn't have gotten as bad as it did, at least with you. Mm. The Baroness deserves everything that comes her way because she's a B-I-T-C-H. But I shouldn't have hurt the people who was there for me. And she actually owned up to it and like was like, look, if you can't accept me for how I need to be right now, because this is the stage of life that I'm in, I'm trying to accomplish some things. So I have to be kind of a hard ass. I get it. I want you to know I care. My bad for hurting your feelings, but this is how it's going to be. And I was like, period, because we're not going to sit here and lay down and let people keep walking all up over us. Sometimes we got to kick Estella out and become Cruella. So I really appreciated her growth into that. That scene, I guess specifically the scene where she was talking to Jasper on like that balcony thing.
Yeah.
Or the roof or whatever. And they had that heart to heart. And he was just like, I'm worried about you. And she's like, don't be.
Don't be.
I know what I'm doing.
Because trust me, I got to see. Now I know who I am. Mm-hmm. Who I aspire to be.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I was like, okay, let me go do my thing, man. Let me.
I'm screaming.
Who am I today? That was my favorite. I'm curious to know, did you have any dislikes? Because you loved this movie.
Okay, I did like this movie. Dislikes? It would have been dope And maybe they didn't want this because they wanted to be about Cruella, because like I love Cruella, so many great scenes that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. But you know, I would have appreciated what one thing I hate about it is like I would have loved that they would have gave me a little snippet to the mom and why like the Baroness was so evil. What drove her to be that way, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we got to see, okay, the husband, she was a bee to the husband. Like, but it was just like, what drove her that way? What was the point that she said? One of my favorite scenes in the movie was when she was sitting down with Estella at the diner. And she said, I always choose me. It will always be me I choose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what made her? Was her mom the same way? Did she get abandoned? You know what I'm saying? It's like, how was you even able to be in a relationship? Why exactly. Did you be in a relationship? Who and then I think it was because it was about her. And right. Her, I think the kid was like, no. And I think that's why she remained single, because I think when she was in a relationship, this is just my observation, it was about he was spoiling her, lavishing her. It was because of his money she became who she was. So I think it was like, this is what I deserve. So it's just telling me, oh, she was poor. She was like, didn't have nothing. She didn't have a family. She didn't have a name. And then she became something because of him. But I think when they had the kid, and then like,
all of that was at risk. Yeah.
All this stuff. And then, of course, him falling in love with the daughter and not giving her the attention that she needed. It was like, no.
Right. This is my
I don't
show.
Like this.
I'm just so, like, well, did she expect to live forever or something? I'm confused.
She just wanted to be all about her. So it was, I would have wished we would have saw, well, the reason why I am this way, because no one gave a crap about me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a little something. Because it's like, how do you turn into a, you know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
How was it all about you? Like, you had a husband. You were able to be in love, or was it all fake from the beginning? And you was trying to get what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always been conniving?
It's giving.
So, but other than that, I enjoyed the movie. I thought the movie was phenomenal. I thought the music was perfect.
The music,
scenery,
was awesome.
The shots,
mm-hmm.
everything about it. Emma Watson and the cast. I said Emma Watson. Jesus, Emma Stone.
I was so confused. Did, like, wait,
Emma Stone, you did amazing. I was shocked because I just didn't think it was going to be so good. It was like a great way to open up. It came out in May, and I just thought that it was just perfect. I've seen it so many times because it was the dialogue, the chemistry, the characters, everything flowed, the scenery, the wardrobe. Everything worked, and I just thought this movie was perfectly done. So, guys, we are officially done with the episodes. I hope that you enjoy Black Widow and, you know, Cruella. These women were just so strong, and they were just, like, very powerful women. And had to do what they had to do because they were kind of neglected. And they had to choose the past that they had to choose.
Because that's what they were giving.
And then, you know what? They made a choice. One made a positive, the other one made a negative. But guess what? It made them who they are. Mm-hmm. So, the question for you, Miss Tina, which one was your favorite? Cruella or Black Widow? Wait, we're going to say it at the same time. So, we're going to count. And
that's not fair.
Our favorite movie.
Because you already know what I'm going to say, and it hurts. Because I want to do both, but you, okay, fine. We can
so, we're going to choose our favorites, because, guys, we're going to give you a chance to choose. We're going to do our polls. Yes, we're going to go back to the voting, because we didn't do it with Tenet and Denzel Washington, but we are, you know what?
But apparently y'all loved that episode.
Yeah, so we are going to do a versus, because a lot of people did watch it, so we are going to do a verse, so look out for that. But then, because we didn't do it, we're going to do that. So you're going to be getting two. You're going to get Black Widow versus Cruella, and then you're going to get Tenet versus The Little Things. So we're still going to do that. So it's going to be fun. And I can't wait to see who's going to be the winner for the Tenant and versus the Little Leagues. Girl. But right now, on a count of three, we have to choose.
I'm so stressed out.
Black Widow or Cruella? Ready? Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
Cruella.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you already know I was going to choose that because I'm a fashion hair makeup girl. And it was fashion hair and makeup. It was awesome, so good. But I love when I see girls kick people's ass too. So.
Yeah, you know what? I love both, but
Cruella, yeah, it took the cake. It took the cake.
Yeah, it was. They just hit everything, and I had less things to say.
I felt like I had less questions after Cruella than I did with Black Widow.
There with Black Widow. Black Widow, I had so many questions, so many concerns, a little frustrated, but then, like, with Cruella, I was just happy. I was
no, like, I can't was like, oh, she
this
won.
And this and this. And
girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
But
when she faked her death at the end, I was like, oh,
perfect.
Okay.
Because she said Estella
is dead.
But Cruella
is alive and well and kicking.
But I loved it. So, guys, listen, this was the coming back resurrection of Twin Talk.
Not the resurrection.
I know that we have been away, but guys, we wanted to start off with this episode. So let us know what your thoughts, insights, everything. We're going to be setting up everything so you can be able to follow along with the episodes. Let us know what your insights. We're going to be doing the poll, so please take a part of the voting. We're so excited to be back. And let me tell you something. Next couple of episodes is going to be super fun. We're going to be talking about all the new shows, Squid Games, everything that's been coming out.
Oh, my God. Watch that. Watch The Harder They Fall. Please. Watch Concrete Cowboy. Like, we'll give y'all a list. And if y'all ever...
Follow us on social media because we definitely are going to be posting it on our social media. We're going to be doing some new things just to get everybody engaged so we can and everybody can be able to participate in the podcast, guys. So follow us on our social medias. My name, my Instagram is it's 10_Nace_Cia, C-I-A. And what's yours?
Mine is the THE Tina TINA Styles. And that's with a Z, _. Yeah, I had to change my name because people just didn't understand how great I was.
And that's on period.
And that's on period.
So, anyways, guys, catch us. So just take for every other Wednesday. Coming out with a new episode. So anyways, enjoy, watch movies. There's so many movies out, so many shows, and just follow us on our social medias because we will be keeping you updated on everything. Anyways, thank you for tuning in to
We missed y'all have a good week. We catch up on everything.
We'll see you on the next Wednesday. Bye, guys.
Peace out.